Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Flight of the Eagle, Frontier, Book 3, written by Peter Watt and read by John Vose. One. A young man of the Queensland Native Mounted Police squatted in the red dust of the plains. He was examining the faint outline of footprints as his colleagues sat uneasily astride their big mounts. His opinion was critical to the lives of the 8 mounted troopers who had patrolled deep into the country of the greatly feared Kalkadoon warriors. The police patrol had come a long way from their barracks near the frontier town of Cloncurry. To their front rose the craggy, dry hills of the Godkin Range, whilst behind them the sparse bush and prickly trees of the termite-nest-dotted red plains. Only the buzzing of the pestilent flies and the swish of horses' tails disturbed the silence of the ever-present dry heat of the semi-arid lands of northern Australia. Trooper Peter Duffy was a man living between two worlds. Half Irish, half Aboriginal, he was the son of the bushranger Tom Duffy and Mondo, a woman of the Nerumburra clan. He was in his early 20s and had inherited his father's well-formed physique and his mother's skin tone. He had the dark, good looks that attracted coy glances from European women in the frontier towns, while at the same time malevolent stares from their men. Despite his excellent grades at school and being raised in a European culture, he was forever reminded that he was a half-caste nigger by the whites around him. When he had joined the Native Mounted Police in Townsville with his best friend Gordon James, he was automatically designated as the tracker for the patrol, whereas Gordon was able to acquire a commission as an officer. Gordon was, after all, the son of the famed Sergeant Henry James, who had many years earlier helped disperse the tribes of the Fitzroy region. That a contingent of the Native Mounted Police had killed his mother and father 16 years earlier in Burksland had initially troubled Peter. But loyalty to a best friend had overcome something that was a distant and very dim memory in the present reality of his youthful desire for adventure. Peter gazed up at the distant line of ridges and had no doubt that the tracks led to the sanctuary of the hills. He did not like the situation. Every instinct told him the shimmering heat haze dancing on the craggy rocks of the ancient hills held death. It was in the very air itself. The silence was ominous, as if the spirits of the rocks had fallen silent to listen to the sounds of horses snorting and saddle metal jangling. Death was a buzzing sound in the young police trooper's ears.
"Well, Trooper Duffy, what do you see?"
Sub-Inspector Potter queried irritably from atop his mount. The long patrol in the saddle had played havoc with his hemorrhoids, and the so far fruitless hunt for the elusive warriors made him sour around his men.